Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for community comment. A few weeks ago, my son called me to say that his car was making a horrible noise, and he asked me to help him figure out why. When I got home from work, we headed out to where the car was parked. I opened the hood and looked inside the engine compartment and didn't see anything wrong. So I had him start it up. Immediately, I knew what was wrong. It sounded like a dragster without an exhaust pipe on it. I laid down on the ground and looked under the car. There was a 1-foot section of exhaust pipe that had been cut out. Someone had stolen his catalytic converter. I called the Eureka Police Department, not because I thought they would find the stolen part, but because I thought maybe filling out a police report might make my son feel better about the situation. A young officer came out and politely took the report. He told me that it was a second report that he had filled out that day, and the other car was the same year and model of my son's car. I was frustrated and honestly a bit angry too. Apparently, thieves steal the cats because they have precious metals in them and they sell them for a quick buck. Do you want to know the most frustrating part? California has laws that make stealing parts off someone else's car illegal. They also have laws that say buying or selling used catalytic converters is illegal. In fact, one law states that no used converter can be legally advertised for sale, sold, or installed in California. Buying used catalytic converters in California is against the law. And a proposed law may soon make it illegal for Californians to transport a used catalytic converter in your car. I understand all these laws are intended to deter thieves from stealing, selling, buying, transporting stolen car parts. But do you want to know that every one of those laws have actually done? In order to replace the cat on my son's car, he can't buy a used cat at the junkyard or online because it's illegal. And he's not going to steal one from his neighbor because, well, he's not a thief. He must buy a brand new California compliant part. Total cost to replace the stolen part? Two shops in town gave an estimate. One was for $1,200, the other for $1,600. Sad that he only paid $1,200 for the car. The whole thing reminds me of the bumper sticker I used to see when I was a kid. If guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. The laws that were designed to protect us are actually doing the opposite. Criminals don't follow new laws. That's why they're called criminals. These new laws only restrict law-abiding citizens who typically are the victims of the crime. I'm not sure what my son could have done to protect himself. Maybe a better alarm, maybe park in the garage, but that's not going to happen. Maybe he should buy a shield to prevent someone from stealing it. I really don't have the answer yet, but I do know this. Making more laws that makes it harder to fix your car after a dirtbag steals something off it is not the answer. Be safe out there, people. Hold people accountable. Protect your cats. Well, that's all I have for you this week. Have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.